One, two, three.
It's four, a detached house, five, an hour six, west of London, seven, built in the 1970s. Rachel moved back in with her father after she and John split up. But that was a while ago. Her hair comes out in clumps when she moves. She tries not to move too much. Her skin is flaking, infected, and inflamed. Bed sores cover her back and legs. Her fingernails grew long and brittle. Then they broke off. Her nipples are hard and dark and shrunken on breasts like empty pouches. The ragged nails rip her skin when she scratches. Her stomach shrank, then bloated, then it shrank again. Hunger subsided to a low nagging in the back of her mind. It's okay. It goes away. Like the pain goes away. Like everything goes away when the dreams come.
71, 72.
She feels reality ebbing back. She'll wait.
7.
Delay the pleasure.
79.
Delay the dreams.
81, 82.
The pouch of sand lies on the nightstand.
86.
Will she dissolve some in her mouth this time?
90.
Breathe it. Rub it into her skin.
94.
It doesn't matter.
96. 97. 98.
She's counting to 100.
100.
Not that John Constantine knows any of this. He is 60 miles away, fast asleep.
That's an oldie from the vault, a real rock and roll classic.
Oh, for Pete's sake. I need a smoke. Ugh, can't wake up.
Have you ever had one of those days when something just seems to be trying to tell you somebody?
The Sandman. Dream a little dream of me.
There was a smell of magic somewhere. Like the blue spark smell of ozone at a fun fair. I just had another nightmare. These things, with faces like appendectomy scars, were crocheting me intestines. Turning them into body bags for the blind and the dead.
What's the time?
11:20.
Damn.
I told myself it was only a dream, but it didn't matter. The bastards just kept on bloody knitting.
Hello, London.
Hello, John Constantine. How are you then, London?
Well, I'm all right. Full of people, rain in you.
Not bad.
It's almost lunchtime, so I'm heading to Ed's for the breakfast.
Good idea, John.
Thank you, London.
John Constantine, you've been earlier.
Morning, Lee. You've been busier. Give us a cheeseburger and two mugs of coffee. It's going to be a long day. Have you got a coin for the jukebox?
For you? All right. Here. What are you putting on?
One I used to sing with Mucous Membrane ages ago. Practically my theme song. Heard it through the grapevine? Hey! This is busted.
It's temperamental, that's all. You've got to learn to press the right buttons, John. Maybe you're not awake yet.
There's something trying to tell me somebody.
Somebody trying to tell you something, huh? Yeah, behind you.
Hey?
I think it's your girlfriend outside.
Jesus. Mad Hetty.
Yeah, don't bring her in here. I'll never get rid of this smell.
Hetty!
Round here, in the alley. It's important. Ah, this is useful.
You wanted me to watch you go through Lee's bins.
Oh, no, no.
What then?
He's back, John.
Who's back?
You're alone, smart boy. Morpheus, Dream, the Oniromancer. You know him. He's back.
Dream of the Endless?
Mad Hattie, you've got to be pulling my leg.
Oh, you cheeky young jack of apes.
Look, the Sandman's a fairy story you tell your kids to get them off to sleep. Sprinkles magic dust in your eyes and brings you sweet dreams. I'm trying to save the world, Hattie, and you want to tell me fairy stories.
Now you listen to me, John Constantine, you little prick. I said Morpheus, and I meant bleeding Morpheus. He's back, John, and he wants his own. I know. I'm 247 years old, and I know. He's back.
All right, all right.
Morpheus, eh? Suppose I'll have to look into it.
Funny thing is, she is 247. I mean, nobody says jackanapes these days.
They call themselves creepers. It's a sport. Breaking into people's houses while they're still at home.
Yeah, this one.
He finds a drainpipe which leads up to a half-open window.
Yeah, feels solid enough.
During the day, he's an investment counsellor. He left the Porsche half a mile back down the road. Hopes it won't get stolen. There are some real thieves around these days.
Flashlight. Living room upstairs, all right. What have they got?
Credit cards, CDs, videos. He thinks of it as his contribution to the free market economy. And he...
That's funny, aren't you?
He... He must be dreaming. I can feel the warm tightness of her skin. The scent of sex is heavy in the air. Her lips taste of roses and passion, and she holds him like her life depends on it. This is too good. Too good to be true. He's hitting 150 in the Lamborghini of his dreams. Everybody's green with envy.
Jesus!
The acceleration goes on forever. And he's dying for them and they love him. He's pure and perfect and he's dying for their sins. He can see his parents, his boss, his lovers in the crowd below him. Oh, they're sorry now. Sorry they treated him so badly.
Yeah, it's me.
Because he's the son.
Work hard at school, kid.
Last son of a dead planet. Strongest man in the world. He can do anything. Anything. Absolutely anything.
Logical notes, Alfred Watkins, 1925, Rosenfeld's particle theorem.
For the next few days, I keep meaning to investigate this Sandman stuff.
CERN, Abbas giant, an alternate theory.
I just never quite get round to it. And my own researches keep me busy enough. One thing I've learned, you can know anything. It's all there. You just have to find it. I fall asleep in front of the TV and dream a mess of ley lines and leptons, plasma fields and turf giants. Then the dreams get scary and bad, as per usual. It was on the third day, when I got home from the library, that he caught up with me.
John Constantine.
Shit.
You dropped your books. You are John Constantine, I presume.
Well, I'm not Dr. Livingston, pal. Little joke. Very little. I suppose you must be...
Something of mine came into your possession. A leather pouch full of sand. I want it back. Where is it?
That pouch? Well, that was years ago.
Yeah, I bought it in a garage sale in San Francisco. I knew it was powerful stuff. But I never managed to get the drawstrings open.
Where is it now?
Oh, I haven't seen it for ages. But the odds are it's down in my mate Chaz's lockup with me stuff from Paddington and from the Notting Hill place.
Let us retrieve it, then.
I hope you don't expect me to go on public transport with you dressed like that. It'd be dead embarrassing.
Dream is wearing his black robe with a hem decorated with flames or screaming heads or neither. It depends on the observer.
No offence.
Now he's dressed in a black trench coat, identical to John Constantine's grubby beige trench coat.
Is this better?
Maybe I ought to introduce you to the big green bloke.
Big green?
Lives in a swamp. You'd like him. He hasn't got a sense of humour either. Brewheria. Plant elemental.
We have been looking for 2 hours, Constantine. Patience wears thin.
Next.
I do not believe the pouch is here. If it were here, I would be able to feel it.
Well, we've still got a load of boxes to get through yet, boss. Keep smiling, it'll turn up. How'd you lose this pouch, anyway?
It was stolen from me by a man called Burgess.
Roderick Burgess? The old demon king himself, eh? You must be older than you look. What's this up here? Damn. I don't know why I hang on to all this stuff. If there was a fire, it'd be like my whole life was going up in flames. Oh. Jesus. Rachel. Oh, Jesus, bloody hell. I wondered where I'd put this photo. Boss. Think I know where your pouch is.
Here, John, can we stop at a service station? I'm parched. I took off without my tea.
You heard the man, Chas, old mate. Sorry. I ain't no mark for the Venus of the hard sell.
I know I owe you, John, but this is pushing it.
Drive us, Mr. Chas. You will be rewarded.
It's just Chas. Mr. John, what do I call him?
You don't call him. His kind just kind of turn up out the blue. They call you. Everyone shuts up when Chas jolts us up the motorway. Our visitor melts into the backseat shadows, and I remember Rachel. Amazing Rachel. Junkie Rachel. We were living together in a high-rise flat in East Croydon. I went to Alaska for 6 months over the Lupus affair, and when I got back, she was gone. Along with my stereo, the telly, my silver surfers, any old junk she could convert to money. And she'd long since converted the money into junk. Stupid bitch. Sometimes I still miss her. I wish I'd realised that she'd nicked the pouch as well, though.
The candy-coloured clown they call the Sandman. Tiptoes to my room every night.
Candy-coloured clown? Just a sprinkle. Yeah, right. This is it. The Brambles. We'll ask her dad where she's living these days and go find her. No problems, eh? Yeah, that's all right. Retired air pilot. Nice man. We'll get your bag back.
The pouch is here.
How'd you know?
I know. The pouch is here. And more than the pouch. This house is dangerous, Constantine.
Chas, stay in the car. Roll up the windows, lock the door. You take off at the first sign of trouble, right?
But John!
No buts, mate. Your missus hates my guts as it is. Let's not give her a reason to, right? Rachel was always playing with the pouch. She kept going on at me to try and open it. She'd ask me, what's the point of having something magic if you don't use it? I knew the answer, but I knew she'd never understand. Nobody's coming to the door. And if I remember correctly, it's locked, bolted, and alarmed. Let's go around the back. We can smash a window getting that way.
No. We go in by this door. Aprite.
Oh. Nice trick.
It smells strange. Part of it reminds me of the month I worked for an undertaker. All flesh and formaldehyde. It's weird. Smells are a hotline to memory.
The electricity's cut off.
There's 6 months' worth of mail on the doormat. What's been happening here?
Constantine, this place is not safe for you. Things are free in this house that should not be loose on Earth. You must not stay here.
No, I'll stick around. I'm intrigued. Anyway, I was fond of Rachel once. She was, you know, the girl of my dreams for a while.
Which is her room?
I don't know. They've remodeled.
Let us try this door.
This was a spare room.
Watch out for the human.
What do you mean?
Oh,
human. Yes. Oh. Is he...
He's alive, after a fashion.
What happened to him?
He is being eaten by dreams.
It's hard to see.
You need light?
He conjures up some kind of globe of energy. For a moment, it lights the room.
Better?
Sure. Thanks. The burglar lies asleep on the floor. Then the light gutters and goes out.
I've been out of my depth before, and something tells me there are sharks in these depths. I ought to be running away, but...
Rachel.
We move back into the hall. The far part of the passageway looks a dark red colour.
Movies. Old dark house. Horrible menace on the loose. Let's split up. Muffled screams in darkness.
We'll stick together, won't we?
Stay close, then.
Unthinking in the gloom, I reach for the light switch.
Oh, Christ.
There's something on the walls here. Something wet. And
I can see the clouds, and they look kind of solid. And the ground below them, and that, well, that looks really solid. And it's a really long way to fall. And I'm falling. How did I get here? Memory fills in. The plane on fire. I jumped. I was the pilot. No, a passenger then. I don't want to die. I don't want to fall. I tell myself it's not the fall. Falling doesn't hurt. It's when you stop.
Constantine!
John. Oh, you're here.
So real. You were there too. A dream. It was only a dream.
It is never only a dream, John Constantine. Here less than some other places. More light.
In the fitful light, the hallway appears spray-painted with glistening, pulsing flesh.
Ugh.
Lumped with nodules and polyps, stringed with sinews, laced with blood vessels.
Jesus.
What is this stuff?
A human body. What's left of it? Your woman's father, I would surmise.
I touch the wall. The flesh upon it shrinks back beneath my hand. But it's... He's still alive.
That's right.
Oh, I feel sick. I can feel the hot dog and coffee I grabbed for dinner trying to fight their way back up for air.
How?
The pouch.
From the pulsing, wet walls, hummocks of flesh and other protruding parts now turn towards us and become mouths, snarling and trying to drive us off.
The woman.
Rachel. She's through there.
Do not disturb us. Do not disturb her. Always from hungry.
I don't care who you bloody are. We want to see Rachel.
Foolish. Foolish. Very foolish. Mute monster.
Let us through. This has gone far enough. You have exceeded your bounds.
Troy, Sally, he thought you long gone. Yes, master.
Dreams, right?
Right.
And you're really their master?
Yes.
Thought so. He opens the door, and we're in a bedroom. It's dark. I don't want to think about the smell in here. Pear drops, ketones, sewers, morgues, garbage, hell.
Hello.
Alive. She's alive. Rachel?
John? Is that you? Oh, I've had such a wonderful dream.
Jesus, Rachel. Jesus. I turn to see the Lord of Dreams picking up the pouch from the nightstand. Hair fix.
We can go now. I have the pouch. The dreams will return to their proper location in time.
The bag? My bag. But it's not my bag. Oh, it hurts.
You can't leave her like this.
Why not? Her metabolism is obviously destroyed. The sand was the only thing keeping her alive. She will die soon. Painfully, I would imagine.
Just wanted the dreaming.
I said you can't leave her like this.
Just wanted.
Very well, Constantine. Go outside.
But it... Yeah. All right. Rachel. Sweet dreams, love.
The tall, dark figure opens a leather pouch. From it, he pours a fine dust into his outstretched hand. He casts it over the face of the stricken girl, who stops writhing and lays still. The veil tears, and she feels the flesh flow back onto her bones again. And she knows he's waiting for her.
John!
Hello, love. It's been a long time.
Did you miss me then?
Nah.
Bastard. Love you.
I know.
It's the best of all possible worlds.
I re-enter the room to see him pulling the covers over her body. Well?
She's dead.
Did she...
She died peacefully. She died happy.
Yeah. Great. Thanks. You've got your sodding sandbag back then. I'll go wake Chas up and take off back to the smoke. Got work to do, eh? I'll see you.
Goodbye, Constantine.
Hang on. Wait a minute, please.
Yes?
I don't like to ask for favours. If they don't owe me something, I mean... I don't want to be in anyone's debt. It's just...
What are you asking, John Constantine?
It's just... Ever since Newcastle... The last 10 years... Ever since Newcastle, I've been having these... Nightmares. Bad ones. Most nights. And I wondered if you could...
I understand. Very well. It is done. The nightmares will no longer disturb you, John Constantine. There may still be bad dreams in your future. But that will be up to you.
Thanks. Where are you going now?
To hell.
Aren't we all, mate? Aren't we all?
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make her the cutest that I've ever seen.